Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, you, baby sister, thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They were all over the world. Thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, thank you. How many times? Thank you. Let me say happy weekend, because I know if not you are here, imagine where you will have been. People are waiting for you, but you are in the presence of God. Say, I'm in the presence of God. Hallelujah. We were all over the world. Thank you once again. Well, God's time is the best. I say God's time is the best. I know you have been looking at the time for me. When this man will come out. God's time is the best. We cannot time God. At God's time, everything look what? Beautiful. Wow. So we last meeting, we have tomorrow there. Tomorrow is Sunday. We have a time. I know the wise men must have given you a wonderful message. But, well, all about Jesus. So tomorrow we have enough time to talk about, continue our message. But we have to just remind you once again, God's Spirit. Tell your neighbor. I can hear you. Again. God's Spirit, because I will not be able to have the full time to talk about that. But let me just say, in order to carry you into where we are going, because we go up, 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 up. So, hallelujah. So let's take a look at the book of Luke 24. Luke 24, God's Spirit. Let someone say God's Spirit. That's God's Spirit. I think that is the major issue, bone of contention. God's Spirit, we were at home, 24 verse 49. Let's just go straight to the 49. Tomorrow we take time to read from beginning, but today let's straight to the proof test. You may read along with me. Let's read together because it's just a test. Hallelujah. Behold, read along with me. Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endowed with power from on high. You can read on your own. Now let's read together. Once again, 1, 2, 3, 4. Behold, I send the promise of Father upon you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endowed with power from on high. Wow. You listen to that. You listen to that. This is just... Listen to that. Until you are endowed. Until you are endowed. But you, we are not waiting again. We are not waiting. God's Spirit. The challenges before us cannot be withstood without the Spirit of God. Are you with me? There's a lot of challenges everywhere. You know, I told you. I said it just last Sunday. You know, when I came out last Sunday, I was talking in parable. You know, I talk about two things. Love is greatest. Now, battle. If you want to be a Christian, be a Christian. So when you look at my message last Sunday, you know I was giving you prophecy. I was talking in parable. And I said to you, the challenges before us cannot be withstood without God's Spirit. I am a Christian without God's Spirit. Which kind of Christian is that? When the Bible is telling us now in that verse 49, read along with me. Look at it, what the Bible is saying there. It's clear, too clear. It said, "Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry means stay. Stay. Tarry means stay in the city of Jerusalem until you are endowed." It means we are to be Christian with power. Until you are endowed. This means you have to be Christian with power. You have to be Christian with power. If you are not a Christian with power, you are a religious man. There are differences between religious people and Christianity. It's better you know where you belong between this. He said, I read again, he said, "Behold, I send the promise of Father upon you, but tarry, wait in the city of Jerusalem till you are endowed with power." So no one can be a Christian without power. You have to be a Christian with power. You have to be evangelist with power. You have to be a pastor with power, with a prophet, with power, born again with power. If you are truly be born again, it was the Holy Spirit that converted you, convinced you of sin. It was the Holy Spirit that convicted you of sins and drew you into relationship with Jesus. This is the Holy Spirit. What the Bible says is simple. Serving Jesus, serving God, without depending upon God's Spirit, it's like serving a girl you do not know. So you are calling God you do not know. Anything can come. You ask for healing, affliction will come. You ask for blessing, hardship will come. You ask for this, another thing will come. You ask for this, you may not hear because you are calling someone you don't know. Serving God without depending upon God's Spirit is like serving a God you do not know. When you know your God, you know what he or she he can do. If you worship God without God's Spirit, you always hear yourself when you chant, praying, singing, like we are the one you are doing, Adios, you. Without God's Spirit, it will only refreshes your mind, but cannot renew your strength. You know that word refreshes our mind. God's Spirit renews our strength. You know that the truth is plenty. Anybody can sing, and anybody can worship, praise, fast, just name to refresh your mind, which musicians used to do. When you go to club, you go to concert, and the musician, when they sing, you start crying because emotionally you be carried away. You started crying. You say, what happened? This song is singing, it touched me. It can only touch you, it can only refresh your mind. But to renew your strength, God's Spirit. Can you say we are in trouble? I say we are in trouble. Because how many people are Christian now? That is the question. How many are Christians? How many of us are Christian now? This is why I say we are in trouble. And we are in a perilous time. A dangerous time. A time anything can happen. We are in trouble. Because the question, how many of us are Christian? We are in trouble. We are to be Christian with power. We are to be Christian with power. Are you there? Don't mind this light, it will come, don't worry. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
After, in that text, when you read from beginning, after Jesus Christ arose from the grave, and before he ascended to heaven, he told his disciples, I will send the Holy Spirit. As my Father promised. But stay. That is the word tarry. Stay in the city. Stay in the city, Nigeria. Stay in the city, Ghana. Stay in the city, Kenya. Stay in the city, America. Stay in the city, anywhere you are. It's not where you go to Jerusalem. The word Jerusalem is not, it's word of God that Bible refers to. Stay in the city until the Holy Spirit unto what? Until the Holy Spirit comes and fills you with power. Holy Spirit to give power, not Holy Spirit power, is to give power. Because the misuse of language today in the churches, to give power, not the power, is bigger than power. You give power. He said, stay in the city until the Holy Spirit comes to fill you with power. From where? From heaven. The Bible refers to as up from above. Tell the brother that he's typing something there. My word, you know, the world are watching, be careful of what you type on the screen. I repeat again. Be careful of what you type on the screen. Listen to me once again. Stay in the city until the Holy Spirit comes and fills, there's no two, fills, comes and fills you with power from above.
I repeat again, I guess, thank you. Come and fill you with power from above. Jesus knew that his followers could not fulfill the commission. He had given them what is commission? To take the gospel to all nations until what? They were immersed, clothed with power that the Holy Spirit will bring. Take note, it's not Holy Spirit the power, it gives power. I take it again. Jesus knew his follower could not fulfill the commission he had given them. What is the commission? To take the gospel to all nations until they were what? Immersed, clothed with power that the Holy Spirit will bring. The other meaning, power, ability, strength, refer to a person who has administrative power. Refer to a person who has what? Administrative power. Power means ability, strength. Refer to a person who has administrative power. God's purpose of sending the Holy Spirit was to empower Jesus' followers. Are you there? God's purpose of sending the Holy Spirit was to what? Empower Jesus' followers. You are one. But if you are not empowered, you are carrying out a dangerous mission. If you are not tarry until the Holy Spirit comes and fills you with power, you are carrying out a dangerous mission. Tell your neighbor, if you are not tarry until the Holy Spirit comes and fill you with power, you are carrying out a dangerous mission. Tell your neighbor once again, if you are not tarry until the Holy Spirit comes and fills you with power, you are carrying a dangerous mission. Once again, if you are not stay until the Holy Spirit comes and fills you with power, you are carrying out a dangerous mission. Are you going out to preach?
Are you going out to teach? Are you going out to do? Are you going out to tell people I'm a Christian, I'm born again? A dangerous mission. Because God's idea and God's opinion about your art of worship will be idle, meaningless, and oftentimes destructive. If you are not tarry, if you are not wait until the Holy Spirit comes and fills you with power, God's opinion, God's idea about your art of worship in your home, you fast, you sing, whatever you are doing, will be meaningless, idle, and oftentimes destructive. Because if God cannot hear you, Satan will hear you. I take it back again. The challenges before us, we are in a perilous time. Perilous time is time anything can happen. Where God guides, He provides. When you are guided by the Spirit of God, even though you walk through the valley of shadow of death, you fear no one because God is protect. Challenges before us, cannot be withstood without God's Spirit. I'm a Christian by God's Spirit. We are to be Christian with power. We are to be sons of God with power. We are to be evangelists with power. Your act of worship, if you are not a Christian with power, your act of worship, praying, fasting, praises, worship, just name them, will be idle, meaningless, and oftentimes, why oftentimes, destructive? Because sometimes, look at several sources of Sceva. They have been calling the name Jesus everywhere they go preaching, saying the name of Jesus, behave, behave, behave. But the Bible says one day. One day means they have been doing it. It is one day. One day. So you have been calling the name Jesus, one day. Because Satan will hear you. When you call the name Jesus, it's like you are abusing Satan. You say in the name of Jesus, like you are saying Satan, you are foolish. Because that is Satan for you. If you are saying the name of Jesus, it's like you are saying Satan, be key, idiot, stupid, bastard. That is what you are saying to Satan. May I call the name Jesus? If you are not called that name by the Spirit of God, one day, Satan will cut off with you. Now, the Spirit of God. I want to leave you here. Talk of Spirit of God. Because it's very rare to see we pastor talk about what I'm talking about. You listen, all the preaching and teaching. Take your time, the Christian channel all over. Hardly you see us talking about this area. We don't talk about it. Because everyone is being indicted when they come to this area. When you act on the word of God, you are acting in unison with God. I mean, when you make God's will become part of you, I mean, living in you, becoming a part of you, that is your muscle, like your muscle, a part of you, your blood, part of you, muscle, a part of you. You and God are lifting the load, your responsibility, your care, your burden. You and God are lifting them. You and God are walking, and you and God are facing persecution and trial together. His strength and ability become yours. His strength. There is a difference between religious worshipper and Christianity. Take note of that. We have seen what is going on all over the world. All over the world. The whole thing just started. You know, I preach it time without number. The whole thing just started. This is perilous time. I want to leave you. We continue where I stop here. You continue. Tell your neighbor, we are to be sons of God with power. We are to be Christian with power. We are to be born again with power. I can hear you. We are to be born again with power. Yes. If you have truly been born again, take note of that. If you have truly been born again, it was the Holy Spirit who convicted you of sin and drew you into a relationship with Jesus. Tell your neighbor, if you have truly been born again, tell your neighbor, if you have truly been born again, it was the Holy Spirit who convicted you of sin and drew you into a relationship with Jesus Christ. I want to leave you here. Thank you. Let this come into your heart from time to time. Once again, I take it, the word of Jesus, stay in the city until the Holy Spirit comes and fills you with power. I take it again, stay in the city until the Holy Spirit comes and fills you with power. Show that Jesus knew
follower could not fulfill the commission he had given them. What is the commission? To take the gospel all nations. Until they were immersed in the power that Holy Spirit will bring. Mean Holy Spirit give, bring power, not Holy Spirit power. Until they were immersed, that is, until they were baptized in the power that Holy Spirit will bring. And other meaning for power, strength, ability. That when you say this, you refer to a person who has a certain power. And you can see the mission why you, if you are a Christian, God's purpose of sending the Holy Spirit was to empower Jesus' followers. If you have truly been born again, not born guru guru, if you have truly been born again, it was the Holy Spirit who convicted you of sin and drew you into a relationship. Rise up. Thank you. Right now, open your lips with the message you have received. Say to Lord, sin power be broken. Open your lips, sin power be broken in the name of Jesus. Prayer.
Maintenant, priez, demandez que la puissance du péché soit brisée. Priez.
Levanta la boca y ora que el poder de pecado sea quebrantado en tu vida en el nombre de Jesús. Ora.
Same power in your life be breaking. That is the power of sin. That you want to do this, what you want to do is not what you are doing. What you wish to do, you find yourself doing other things. That is sin power. What you intend to do is not what you are doing. I will not smoke again. I promise and I confess my sin. But before you know it, you find yourself smoking. That is sin power. Sin power in your life be broken. In the name of Jesus. Sin power be broken. Be broken. Be broken. Be broken. Be broken. Tell your neighbor, when Jesus died, I die. When I die, Jesus died.
que Dieu est mort.
When Jesus died,
cuando Jesús murió,
I died.
Yo morí.
Si,
el poder de pecado
in my life,
en mi vida,
be broken,
se quebrantado.
Be broken, be broken,
dans ma vie,
be broken, be broken, be broken, be broken,
quebranta.
Be broken,
se quebranta.
Be broken, be broken, be broken, be broken. Open your lips, open your lips.
Abre la boca con fe en su corazón y di, el poder de pecado en mi vida sea quebrantado en el nombre poderoso de Jesús. Ore.
Continue de prier que la puissance du péché dans votre vie soit brisée, car quand Jésus est mort, vous êtes mort avec lui, que la puissance du péché soit brisée dans votre vie. Priez.
He raised me up.
You raised me up, so I can stand on mountains. You raised me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can be. You raise me up.
You raise me up.
So I can stand.
So I can stand on mountains.
You raise me up.
You raise me up.
To walk on stormy seas.
I am strong.
I am strong. When I am on your shoulders, you raise me up to more than I can be.
When I am down and oh, my soul so weary, when troubles come and my heart burdened be, then I am cheered.
Hallelujah. What a beautiful worship song. We are into the atmosphere of worship. Hallelujah. Good morning, church. Are you happy to be in His presence? Greet your neighbor. You are welcome to the arena of liberty. You are welcome to the arena of freedom. Say, today is my day of healing. Today is my day of deliverance. Today is my day of breakthrough. Today is my day of salvation. Thank you, Jesus.
The right hand of God is power. Right now, open your lips and begin to stand against every spirit that is not of God in your life. Stand against.
Maintenant, commencez à vous opposer à tout esprit qui n'est pas de Dieu dans votre vie. Priez.
El hombre de Dios ha dicho, debemos estar de pie y estar en contra de cada espíritu demoníaco que puede molestar nuestra vida.
Holy Ghost fire. Holy Ghost fire! Holy Ghost fire! Holy Ghost fire! In the name of Jesus. Open your lips. Say!
Holy Ghost fire. Listen, there is nowhere that come out of man of God that go free. Whatever that have been hinder your business, your career, your finances, your future, your marital life, hey, your business, your marital life, open your lips out.
Watch the screen.
Leave him out. Leave him out. Leave him. Leave him. Leave him.
See what is happening to the
man. Stand up. Come here.
See what is happening?
Hey! Open your lips.
Let us continue to stand again. Any demonic spirit in our family, in all our endeavors, in the name of Jesus Christ, and see what is happening all around you.
Hey!
Regardez l'écran de votre télévision, vous êtes en train de voir la puissance des ténèbres être exposée. Les
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I want your spirit to...
Hello? Am I on? Flamingo. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming tonight. I got a young man I want to introduce you to. We call him Ike Knight. Oh yeah, I'm a music major.
Anyway. can't hear y'all clapping.